You can easily and quickly be accused of anything at any time. In most cases, law enforcement and the courts bring the issue to a fair and just resolution. However, when that accusation is combined with guilt by association, all under a bright spotlight, saying that resolution is challenging, well, that's my understatement for the day so far. Yet that's what my next guest was facing. In his new book, he shares what he had to deal with, reveals how far some will commit to dishonesty, and what it's taking to defeat everything that's against him. His book is Guilt by Accusation, The Challenge of Proving Innocence. In the age of Me Too, he's perhaps the most well-known defense attorney and law professor in the nation, who's currently the Felix Frankfurter Professor of Law Emeritus at Harvard Law School, Professor Alan Dershowitz. Thank you so much for being here today, sir.
Well, thank you so much. And, you know, now you can buy my book, Guilt by Accusation, on Kindle for $2. I eliminated all my royalties because I want as many people as possible to read this book, because what happened to me could happen to your son, to your nephew, to your father, to your husband. It's a terrible, terrible story, and the law needs to be reformed to make sure that it can't happen to anybody else.
And many of these people who it has happened to don't have the resources that some like yourself have, or the platform to try to right the wrong, so the challenge in those cases become even more significant than what you had to face. Give us the background about what was it you were being accused of, and who was your accuser?
It was a woman named Virginia Giuffre, who had a long history of lying about prominent people. She had falsely accused Tipper Gore, Al Gore, Bill Clinton, but she had told the FBI that I was not among the people she had sex with. We found emails that she tried to hide, in which she admitted she never met me. We found an email to her by her agent saying, "We know you never met Dershowitz, but you should put him in your book. It'll help you sell the book." So she puts me in the book as somebody she did not have sex with. She tells her best friend she never had sex with me, she never met me, but she was pressured into naming me by her lawyers. So this is a woman I never met, never heard of. She accuses me in court papers, so I can't file a lawsuit for defamation because court papers are immunized. So I then deny, of course, truthfully deny that I ever met her, and then she sues me for defamation. This is a common phenomenon now. You know, it was Eric Hoppe who said every cause starts as a movement, then it becomes a business, ultimately a racket. And this woman and her lawyers figured out how to make it into a racket and try to earn $1 billion. The whole plan was a very simple one. They were going to accuse me in public falsely, and then they were going to go to Leslie Wexner, the billionaire owner of Victoria's Secret, and accuse him in private. And they did that. And they hopefully, you know, according to her best friend, were expecting to get $1 billion. They accused Leslie Wexner of having sex between 5 and 10 times with her, unprotected sex, and making her wear Victoria's Secret lingerie. That would have destroyed the company. And so David Boies, the lawyer, meets with Wexner's lawyers and basically says, look, my client is accusing you of essentially the same thing that she accused Dershowitz of. There are two possible results. One, Boies, in the end, doesn't believe the accusations against Wexner, believes that his own client made it up, in which case he wouldn't believe it against me either. Or he believes it and what? Lets him off the hook? The guy's worth $7 billion? So at the trial, we're going to find out whether money was paid, whether this was an extortion plan, whether perjury was suborned. All of this will come out because it's a scandal, and it's a scandal that can affect anybody.
And Professor Dershowitz, in Guilt by Accusation, all the documents, the emails, and the transcripts of recordings that he made, they're all there for you to see as well in his book, Guilt by Accusation. The background of Giuffre, the background of her lawyers, there's nothing of merit in anything they said. So help people understand, why was this was this accusation kept alive so easily, it appears?
Well, it had disappeared. It was over. Her lawyers had withdrawn it. They admitted it was a mistake to file it. Then along comes the Me Too movement, and everything gets resurrected, and they see that they have an advantage. So they sue me for defamation and try to get money from me, and it comes back. And even though the evidence is overwhelming that she never met me, people believe it. You go on the Internet, and there are terrible words being used to describe me, even though mine is the only case where there's no evidence that the accuser met the accused, and overwhelming evidence, in her own words and her lawyer's own words, that she never met me. But it's part of a growing problem. I have a friend in Los Angeles who's a lawyer. She says she writes checks every week on behalf of famous people who are being falsely accused, and lawyers come to them and say, look, even if you win the case, your reputation will be ruined because we'll file a lawsuit and you won't be able to sue us because it's a lawsuit. And therefore, just pay us $100,000, $200,000, $300,000. It'll go away. And checks are being written. It's extortion writ large. And it's a very, very large problem today. And we've seen false accusations over and over again. The Duke lacrosse players, the University of Virginia, many, many other cases. And I'm fighting back because I have nothing to hide. I've had sex with no woman other than my wife during the relevant period of time. I never touch anybody. I don't flirt. I don't go out. I'm not a player, unlike David Boies, my accuser, who has a terrible record, reputation sexually of having sex with associates and partners and clients. And he was regarded, he was called the Jeffrey Epstein of the bar. And he's the guy who's suing me. You know, I'll compare my ethics and my probity to his any day of the week. But, you know, since he's not being accused and I am being accused, people just believe the accusation. People think if a woman makes an accusation, it must be true. But, you know, many women are telling the truth, but some aren't. And we have to distinguish between those who are telling the truth and those who are lying. I support the Me Too movement, but I don't want to see it turn into a racket.
So Professor Alan Dershowitz, his new book, Guilt by Accusation, The Challenge of Proving Innocence in the Age of Me Too, here on Issues and Ideas on Twitter, at Alan Dersh. Another consequence of these actions by your accuser and her attorneys, this can cast instant doubt on legitimate claims that come forward from people of being abused, of being insulted. Because
and it has already, and yeah. It has already. And I have pointed my finger at David Boies and Virginia Gouffre and say they are hurting the Me Too movement. Because once it's proved, and it has been proved, that she just made up the whole story, it hurts people whose stories are true. You know, in this case, I'm the victim. I'm the victim of a false accusation, and victims should speak out. But this hurts other real victims of sexual abuse. I'm a supporter of the Me Too movement when it's used properly against predators by real victims, but not when it's exploited for money by people who never met the people they're accusing.
And just to erase any connection, because I guess the only factual foundation that your accuser has is, yeah, you have a connection with Jeffrey Epstein, but it was a brief one and it was for legal purposes only.
I was his lawyer. What happened is I met him back in 1996. I was introduced to him by the Lady Rothschild, a very prominent woman who said that he was a major contributor to Harvard. He was friends with the president of Harvard, the provost of Harvard, and he conducts seminars at Harvard. And so I met him and I went and I attended his seminars. And I had an academic acquaintance with him, but nobody ever suspected he was doing anything wrong. I never saw anything wrong. And then he was accused and I became his lawyer and we made a deal. People criticized the deal as being too favorable. Hey, I plead guilty to that. That's my job, to get the best possible deal I can for anybody I represent. If you want to blame somebody, you can blame the prosecutor or the judge, but you can't blame the defense attorney. But I never, ever, ever was in the presence of Jeffrey Epstein with any underage person, any improper person, and I never, ever had any kind of sexual or any other contact with any woman who was related to Jeffrey Epstein. I've had sex, as I said, with one woman, my wife, during the relevant period of time. I don't touch people. I'm not a player. I was falsely accused, and I'm going to fight back and make sure that the people who have falsely accused me have to be accountable, have to pay a consequence for this. I think the woman who falsely accused me should go to prison. It wasn't an accidental false accusation. It was a deliberate false accusation for money, pressured by her lawyers, if her friend is to be believed. So I'm going to continue to fight back until the day I die. And when I die, my wife will continue to fight back, and when she dies, my children and grandchildren will fight back. We will never remain silent in the face of a false accusation.
Amen to that. And Professor Dershowitz, with his book, I think really just humanizes the damage that self-centered, egotistical shoveling of you-know-what can result in, and the fact that so many buy into it is a sad statement, but the loud voice can overcome the many voices of the liars and the incorrect. I want to mention, too, that Professor Dershowitz also wrote the introduction to the impeachment report, the House Intelligence Committee's report on the Trump-Ukraine investigation and the House Republicans' rebuttal. They're all available through your favorite means. of purchasing a book, but especially Guilt by Accusation, The Challenge of Proving Innocence in the Age of Me Too. Follow Professor Dershowitz on Twitter at Alan Dersh. Professor Dershowitz, an honor, sir. Thank you so much for telling your story loudly, strongly, and for being here today.
My honor to be on your show. Thank you, and I hope everybody reads my book on Kindle, or you can get it in hardcover as well. Thanks.